Good to see you, Rich.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to call the October 7th meeting of the WPCA Commission to order. Start with pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Ledoux?
Here.
Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Maselli?
Here.
Commissioner Lathrop?
Here.
We have a quorum. Moving on to item D. Does anyone have any alterations to the agenda? Any alterations? None? Hearing none, moving on to E, motion to approve the discussion minutes of August 5th, regular meeting. There was no meeting in September. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Are there any communications to share?
We have none.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing none, item G, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Second call, remarks from the public. Third call, remarks from the public. Hearing none, item H, report from operations.
This is Superintendent Albertson. I'd like to report that we're actually doing so well in process, it's record setting. We had non-detect for biochemical oxygen demand in the effluent on two occasions, and we had turbidity in the effluent under 2 on a number of occasions. That's significantly lower than what the permit requires that we have. So we're very, very blessed. The aerobic digestion continues to make our sludge volume decrease. And so we're having lower sludge volumes than expected. So therefore, the trucking and the incineration of the sludge is, the volume is considerably less. So the cost is still, lower than we expected. There's some things that I'll go over, but that'll be under engineering, or the administrator can go on forward with that.
Thank you. I have a question for you, Derek. With the solids, are the trucks coming less often to take out the same amount, or are they coming as often taking out less?
They're basically lower numbers of trucks. So what we do is create an environment where the bugs eat the bugs, and they call that endogenous respiration. We're using one of the biological treatment tanks, and we overfeed it with both bugs and wastewater. And by doing that, the bugs eat themselves, and they reduce their byproduct is just water vapor and CO2, and it leads to initially a lower volume coming out of that tank and the other tanks, and it thickens very readily. So long story short is it's a much smaller volume of waste sludge, so fewer trucks and fewer gallons incinerated up at the MDC in Hartford.
Thank you. Any other questions for operations?
I think what he was just trying to say is wanted to know if you guys were actually calling the trucks as needed, or was it a regular schedule they show up?
I apologize. Good question. We call on a daily basis. So that because each truck is roughly $1,000, we're really splitting hairs here. So we'll call only when we need it. Good question, Rich.
Thank you. Any other? Moving on to item I, report from administration.
So since we haven't met, well, I guess we'll go through the projects and update everybody. So the Rand Whitney
lines are obviously all installed. The only thing that remains for us are the, we're going to raise the manholes for the repaving area. We have 6 manhole covers that we want to tighten up to make the road more level and keep the public happy on those. And also get the as-builts done for our mapping purposes and anytime we have to go back into the street. Stony Brook Bridge project is pretty much substantially complete. They have a couple more saddles to install. The painting and undercoating is done. They've taken out most of the staging. They should be done with that substantially complete by the end of this week, and then cleanup and restoration of the area. Prime Electric has been doing all the manholes on 32, and just not only the manhole covers, but the water shutoff services. Savvy and Sons has been working. They completed the sewer manhole project on Connecticut Boulevard. Came out great. We can provide pictures to anybody who needs those. We're going to start trying to get some of those pictures uploaded to our, they're on our website for our CMOM program, but also to our webpage for people who want to see quality of work that's been going on. We had a sewer force main break on September 20th, on Friday. Responded immediately. The crew did a great job. B&W did a great job. They had that thing buttoned up and done within 8 hours. Paving was done. We still have to go back and repave to a 9-inch depth so that they can tear it up next year and redo the whole road. So always spending good money after bad. Our lead service line inventory, which was mandated by the EPA, has been completed and submitted to the state. Everything has been submitted. We have no commentary back from the state right now. We had pretty much all of our service lines identified as to the material that used. We're going to integrate that into our GIS system at some point. Right now we were down to 6 unknowns that we could not verify by eyesight. The rest were basically trailers. So that involves taking all the skirting off, taking the insulation down, taking all the heat trace off, and then getting a picture of it and then putting that all back together. That's a substantial amount of work for our crew to do. We're trying to get the trailer owners to do that work or pick them off one at a time as they're doing some kind of repairs. But we have a 7-year window to get those done over time. So we're in really good shape with that. We're starting to prepare some capital items. We'll be back to you on that stuff. Some pump station work there are some aging pump stations that need some work. It's going to be big money, so we're looking at probably putting together a substantial capital program, and then we'll have to figure out how to try to fund that. The Cook Drive water tower, have you guys seen the pictures? I can pass one down. It's looks fantastic. They're working on the electronic control systems for that now. We're still waiting for Eversource to sign off on our easement package, which we have drafted for them probably for the 7th time now. So it's back in their hands as of this morning, and hopefully we'll get that back, get that to the attorney, and get the easement signed off on and filed. Then they can get the pole put in and the electric service run to where it needs to be. A water rate study has been done. The water rates need to be raised. They haven't been raised in 14 plus years, right? 14 years? We've had at least 6 increases from Groton Utilities. It has to be a break-even operation, and right now we're not breaking even. We're actually dipping into our capital expenses to fund operating for that. So we're going to be we're finalizing that with our consultant. We have a model, and we'll be bringing that to the commission when we have it, and that probably would be within the next month or two. And then that process, obviously, you guys would have to approve it. Then we'd have to go to a public hearing, and then you would approve the rate. The town council would have to have a public hearing to approve the rate. So it's going to be a multi-step process to have that occur. Also, as you guys may remember, we did a septic rate survey for where the septic haulers dump at the plant. We're substantially lower than other entities in the area, other treatment plants. We want to raise that. That's an action item on your agenda tonight to raise those rates effective January 1st. That would net the authority $76,000 on an annual basis in the rates increase, just as, if the numbers stay where they are right now. And that, we're already looking at $150,000 upgrade to the system coming up in November. So we need to make sure that we are operating that system efficiently and keeping that up to speed as well.
Anything else?
If I could add a few things, Superintendent. Just wanted to add to what Ron has indicated. We had a new staff member start today, Gerard Manfredi, a mechanic, who comes to us from Davis Standard, exceptional guy, very highly skilled, particularly with electricity, has experience in industrial wastewater treatment, so he speaks the language of wastewater. I think if you met him here tonight, you'd find him as agreeable. He's very excited to be part of the team, and he's bringing a lot with him. So we're very, very excited about that.
What position is he filling?
The mechanic, open mechanic position, Kevin Loyler's old position. We have extensive training going on with the staff. We'll have three staff members sitting for state certification exam coming in January. And we have a gentleman sitting for the collection system exam this month. And then just lastly, we're supposed to get the new septage receiving unit this next month. So the old one is, to say it's beat up is kind of an understatement. But it does represent, like Ron said, we're shooting for what, $300,000? Septage receiving, and that's free money. It doesn't affect process in any way, shape, or form. And then you add the Ron study, you're going to add another $76,000. That's almost $400,000, if just revenue. So we're pretty excited about it.
Okay. Any questions for administration?
Well, is there ever going to be a time when you guys are going to try to finish that other line from Rand Witten to the other 15%? Do you think you'll ever try to get that 100%, or are you going to leave that 15% out there?
Well, I'm going to say that we're not playing on it right now, but I don't know. At some point, who knows what kind of material will happen, but I'm pretty confident that the lines that are there are in decent shape, so...
I mean, the line we put in is good for, what, 30 years, is it?
Well, so was the other one was supposed to be, right? So
I'm just trying to look at this. We don't have any breaks again down the road and emergency and all that other stuff. I thought it might be easy to have it fixed now, be 100% with the line.
Well, the other part of that is we expended $3 million that we didn't plan to expend, which wiped out all of our capital.
Was it three or five?
Three on just the Rand Whitney lines.
I thought it was more than that.
No, well, it was $3 million.
Yeah, I thought it was two in the beginning. I thought it was another three after that. But maybe I would.
It's three and change, but it's not five. But it's a little over three.
Yeah.
Because I've tried to make sure that we incorporate all of our expenses, including the fire. The police protection, some other knickknacks that kind of went into the repairs. But there's also the fact that according to our agreement, we have to do a certain amount on a monthly basis for them to maintain that for the agreement. So again, they reimburse us at a rate of $200,000 per year, which they did pay their first payment last year, and I expect that they will be paying the first payment in January or February next year.
Payment annually?
Yes, that's just a lump sum for that reimbursement.
And those lead lines, how far back were they actually installing lead lines for
1980, pre-1980?
Pre-1980. Had all those trailers pre-1980?
Yeah, a lot of them are.
So it could be possible then.
And the other part of it is if it's in their tap, you know, so if you test their water, it could be, they could have an old tap that has, you know, has lead in it, so.
Solder.
You know, we don't know what, you know, if we're doing water sampling, where we're going to get it, but, you know, we have a newer system, knock on wood, that we're very fortunate that we don't have to go into the depth in detail that a Norwich or a New London or a Bridgeport.
Yeah, New London was finding quite a lot of them down there.
Yeah. Which is why they got grant money for it. We didn't, probably. But we can make that inventory. The inventory is going to be available to the public at our site. And
well, I just figured there's probably isn't really too much.
I wouldn't expect that we really have any lead line. Because, yeah, again, we only started running water here post-83.
Right. That's why I was going to, you know, figure most of this stuff's probably... That's probably copper, copper.
Copper, plastic.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Thank you. Item J, report from the mayor.
First, I'd like to commend the workers from WPCA on the quick response to Route 32 breakage. Great job, quickly, in and out, like the old In-N-Out Wood Company. Also, I was contacted by the Volunteer Fire Department in their desire to upgrade their radios to the 800 band, and they were told that the state is looking for another location to put an antenna. I relate to them after speaking with Ron and Derek that the new tank is not can't be used. I did offer as a suggestion to reach out and maybe use the old tank, even though it's temporary, if they'd be willing to use that as a temporary fix, because we don't know how long the tank's going to be there. So I'm waiting to hear back from them, and then I'll pass it on to you guys. That's about it.
Questions for the mayor?
You guys plan on painting the tank then? You're going to leave it there, or are you going to let it go to crap?
I got no comment.
If you're going to use it, you got to maintain it. Even if it's not for a water tower, you're going to use the other stuff. You can't just let it rot.
I don't know. We got that one down on Maple Avenue in 163 that's been there for 103 years.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to climb up there.
Yeah, but you weren't there then.
Dave Waddington did.
Did he really?
Okay.
Senior?
The owner, I'm not junior or senior. I don't know if there is a junior. But
there's a junior.
All he said was there's a fantastic view up there.
Any other questions for the mayor? Thank you. Moving on to item K, report from engineers.
The superintendent would just add that the Rand Whitney line replacement job was completed without engineering, and compliment to P&H Construction and the staff for their knowledge about that line. That would have easily have been $300,000. It's typically 10% of the overall job. And I'd also want to add to what Ron said about the LCRR submittal. We've made the submittal as of last Thursday to the state of Connecticut. Within 30 days, we have to send letters to the unknowns, registered mail, to alert them that we're going to try to gather information about the potential for lead lines in their structures. To reiterate what Ron's saying, it's very unlikely that we have lead lines in the state, I mean, in the town, because our system is so young.
Anything else? Derek, anything else?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. Questions for engineering?
No.
Thank you. Item L, old business, we have none. Item M, new business. Number one, to consider an act on the 25% cost increase to the WPCF septic receiving. Kevin, would you read the motion, please?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act to increase the WPCF septic dumping fees by 25% to improve revenues, as current fees are well below the market values and in the best interest of the town to raise WPCA revenues by approximately $70,000 annually.
We have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Second.
Seconded. Is there any discussion?
What do we charge for?
On the low end, right now, we're at $60 for the first 1,200 gallons.
Okay.
And we're proposing to go to 75.
Okay.
I can give you the whole scale.
I was just curious of what other towns around us are charging as well.
So the average in the, I don't know, I probably have 20 different water pollution control facilities on here. The average is 81.37, and we're at 60. And we're proposing to go to 75.
So we'll still be below the average.
Correct. And it's one of those things where it's geographical. So, you know, it costs them a lot of money to go to, like, MDC in Hartford is probably the cheapest because they don't really care. They just, you know, it's just people just go dump into the storm drain, and I don't even think they meter it. At one point, they weren't metering it. There's some facilities that are going to stop taking it because it's too expensive for them to build the equipment out so that they can meter it and bill it out. But if you're, you know, if you're in business and you're going to try to do a couple pump outs in a day, you know, you're going to make a couple trips a day. These trucks are, you know, a lot of them are non-CDL trucks. They're, you know, like 1,200 gallons. They're under whatever the gross vehicle weight is for that CDL level. So they can just go out, do a couple tanks, come and dump, go out and do a couple tanks, come back and dump again. So, I mean, we see the same trucks several times a day in our facility. So, I mean.
And you were saying before this, we need to raise revenue because you got to replace something.
So we have to separate all the grit out of there and everything else because they're sucking up rocks and all the other stuff that comes out of somebody people's septic tanks. I mean, not unlike what people are going to flush down a toilet in a sewer, yeah. Right? But, I mean, you know, the stuff that goes into a septic tank. Plus, if you got a failing septic tank, you're pulling up a lot of dirt and grit and stuff and grease, you know, all that stuff. So the system that we have filters as much of that out as we possibly can. Plus, we have to meter it and keep track of all the books and everything else. It's a $150,000 upgrade that we're doing in November, right? $150,000. So, I mean, that's 2 years of increased revenue just to pay for that. And the guys are out there kind of constantly kind of babysitting this thing and nursing it along sometimes. And when it goes down, we have guys that we're just pumping it right into a manhole and, you know, going on the honor system by the size of the tank of the truck. Mm-hmm. So God only knows what they're putting down there.
So after 2 years, this would be like a surplus, potentially, unless there's something else.
Well, it's revenue. It's revenue to the WPCA, no question. Yeah. So this is what builds up our capital reserves so we can do the projects for Rand Waiting, like that $3 million mm-hmm. upgrade. We're going to need pumps at Avery Pump Station. We're going to need a new big upgrade at Chesapeake Pump Station. So all that goes into the bank to fund those kind of operations. It doesn't just stay for septic. It all goes into the piggy bank, if you will.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Lathrop.
Favor.
Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Maselli.
Favor.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Would do.
Yeah. Good. Favor. I was here last month.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item two, to consider an act on the appropriation of monies for cost to complete the rehabilitation of two concrete distribution boxes. Current grant funds will cover 50% of the cost. Frank, would you read the motion, please?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act to appropriate $300,000 in monies, $300,000 above the existing grant funds, to complete repairs to two distribution boxes. The former engineering report for this equipment indicated a dire need for repair or replacement, as it is in the best interest of the town. Formal bidding was completed for the work.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion.
I can jump in here. Basically, these are concrete subterranean structures that are used to, either mix or distribute raw wastewater to the secondary process tanks.
These are the D-boxes we've been talking about, correct?
The D-boxes. We had Wooder and Curran do an initial engineering study. In their engineering study, they suggested that we replace these for an approximate cost of over $3 million. When the Rand Whitney project came along, we started thinking that maybe we should have another alternative method for remedy, and that was by applying a material to the surface of the concrete so that it would stop the degradation. And we came up with a contract for that. We put it out to bid, and Savvy and Son, who's done work for us before, they won the bid. And basically what they do is they abrade the surface of the concrete, and then they apply a two-part epoxy coating that essentially seals the concrete off from any further destruction. And we're thinking that we had extra money left over from the grant that was originally $4.5 million, and we had roughly $400,000 left over. So we were going to direct that $400,000 towards this contract. We undershot the mark as far as our understanding of what the cost would be, and this is why we've come to approach the commission. We thought the cost of the remedy would be approximately $500,000, but we were off by quite a bit. So that's why we're here. And we're just asking for this amount of money. To be honest with you, I don't know that we're going to use all of it, but we do need to repair those two boxes or they will fail. And that could be catastrophic. So we have a bidded contractor ready to go, but we do need a little bit more money than we expected.
I think Derek summed it up pretty well. We just want to make sure that we have enough leeway to make sure that this project goes. There's a significant bypass operation in place. So the Rand Whitney flow needs to be bypassed around, and then all our town flow and the casino flow has to be bypassed. There's a significant amount of piping that's going around the plant above ground to accommodate all this new flow. It's quite a complicated project.
Now, this is just really a temporary fix, right? Sooner or later down the road, we're still going to have to replace those D-boxes. Am I correct?
It's buying time, but, and again, we're looking at a long-term capital plan to see what kind of upgrades the plant would need for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So we're going to try to incorporate all of that into one major plan and then figure out how we're going to finance it. And it's probably going to be a significant bond issue to try to
Well, how long do you think this is going to buy us?
They say 5 to 7 years. We think it's longer. We think it's longer. Historically, but I don't think they warranty it for longer. They don't want to tell you that. They don't want to be on the hook for that.
Frank?
I don't have anything.
With no further discussion, roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Item 3, to consider an act on the hire of a work-based learning technical high school student for the fall and spring semesters. Rick, would you read the motion, please?
Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider an act to hire the former summer intern, Rosso Tech High School's William Ludley, Sr., as part of an apprentice program, WBL, for the fall 2024 and spring 2025, and allocate funds not to exceed $9,000.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, you made the motion.
Oh, I guess I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Superintendent, again, Will has worked with us over the summer. He's part of the work-based learning program at an area technical school, Grasso Tech, and he's expressed a strong interest in having a career as a wastewater operator. I've lectured several times at Grasso Tech, and when he was a sophomore and then again when he was a junior, he came and approached me after class and said, this is what I want to do. So we hired him for summer help. He was extraordinary. Helped to our collections operator, which led to them completing 15,000 linear feet of camera coverage and inspection of over 500 manholes. He is basically working at minimum wage, 20 hours every week for a couple weeks, and then he goes back to classroom work. This is something I've worked very hard on for the last 6 years. I strongly believe in this. No one's going into wastewater, and to have a kid like this who so promising, I just think it's fantastic. I mean, he literally can graduate from high school and be an OIT one and get a job right away at 18 years old. It's incredible, and be on his way. So,
I'd say two things. First of all, kudos to Derek, because this is very, very forward-looking. Again, there's nobody who chooses to kind of go into this field, right? They end up here by accident because they had a skill set that kind of just translated into wastewater or the mechanics of it. This program, you know, they're learning the biology from the ground up. They're learning the process from the ground up, how this all works. And Derek had the foresight to kind of go into the schools and say, hey, let's see if we can get people that are interested at a young age to kind of do this and get paid for it. I mean, because you've got to incentivize it for them, right? I mean, there's no, you know, they could go work kind of anywhere for 15, 16 bucks. I mean, who wants to work at where we work for that kind of money? So kudos to that. And unfortunately, we didn't get more kids like this. But this kid, I'm going to say the second thing, this kid's a stud. This kid is into it. He is good at it. He is engaged. He doesn't miss a beat. He'll do anything you ask him. Just doesn't complain about a thing. Great kid. And polite, great manners, good with the public. I can't say enough good things about this boy, this young man, I should say. So I think it's a great thing, and I wish we had five of them, frankly. And he's a steal at $9,000.
Is it your intention, after he graduates from high school, to offer him a job?
If we have a position open, we would take him in a heartbeat. There were some union things that we had to work around, that we're doing a work around, but that's why we want to make sure that we allocate, you know, that we get this approved, we allocate the funds for it. And, you know, all the guys at the plant love him, so I don't think there's going to be any kind of issue with that. But we're allowed to have summer help until the end of October, I think, by the contract. So we wanted to get this approved.
What grade is he in?
He's a senior. Okay.
So you basically have to have a position next summer for him to hire him on.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we do. If we're not, somebody's going to steal him and get a really good guy.
Yeah. He's actually taken three correspondence courses from California State University. He's studying in school related, material. So he's worked in the lab. I feel his technique at the bench is stellar. You know, he can do lab testing, and I can rely on that to make decisions. This is, you know, a kid, you know, you just don't see this kind of kid anymore.
And he's got, you know, these young guys have these computer skills that we can't, things that we can't do. I mean, things that he can add to the computer system that he just does like that, that takes Derek and I an hour to try to figure out. He's running a $250,000 camera system down sewers and can interpret as he's looking what he's looking at, because now he knows, you know.
So you should be working
down.
On trying to find a position for him.
I know.
Like, we're going to be coming to one of these allocating some extra money for a position. It sounds
hopefully. Hopefully we come to you for that next year.
Yeah.
We have a time lapse trail camera up at the Cook Water Tower that took a picture every certain amount of time, and while the tower is being constructed, and Ron and I are trying to download the camera, and we're like, God, I wish Will was here, you know, because he would probably figure out like,
in
5 seconds.
I had to put it aside. We can't deal with it. I'll wait till he comes in tomorrow.
So we need to find a way to open a position for him.
At some point, I really do believe that's something. Maybe summer help again next summer, you know, and you know, I think he would bite at that because it's building his resume. But I'm telling you, I think Veolia or some of the contract ops, Aquarian, they'd grab him because they're looking at a career. They're going 20, 30 years out of this kid.
There's what's the college in New Haven there that it's one of the magnet colleges that they have the courses in the wastewater and stuff, and that's something he may want to go into, you know, next year on his own to build his own skill set. So we'll have to see how it plays out, but I mean, we want to keep him for now.
I would advise actually thinking about how to open a spot.
Yeah, that's what I
You've
just
got
said.
The time.
But we can't afford to feed them too much, too, either, because these kids love pizza and chicken wings.
Yeah,
like, we can't keep them fed.
You turn your head and the whole pizza's gone.
That's coming out of our pockets, by the way.
You have a couple people retiring out pretty soon, too, don't you?
It's going to be a while.
I think we had one, Bob Fish.
Yep.
And what a great loss.
The whole family's talented.
But he was very talented. But we have a good, strong team. Right now, we built it up. We've hired, 4 people in the last 18 months. So, you know, it's a matter of time.
Rick, any thoughts?
Well, if you guys can't hire him, would you guys be willing to help him find a spot in one of these local places?
Oh, we'd do anything. We'd do anything to help him.
Right, help the kid.
Oh, sure.
It'd be good to keep him at least in the field.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Because then he could come back.
Kevin, thoughts?
Nope.
No further discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Thank you. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Reports and referrals from planning and zoning. I have nothing to report. There was nothing discussed that actually affected the WPCA. Moving on to Section 2, Water Commission. Report from operations.
I think we hit everything.
Yeah, I think we hit everything, and I apologize. I think we talked about water under sewer, but right now we're operating under you know, full operation. No concerns to report.
I got a question. I've seen this people post this online. There's like a community well in Montville, and they say everybody that has it gets brown water. Do you guys know? I mean, I know it's not under us, but do you guys know what they're referring to?
I've had issues. I've heard issues in the Cottonwood system down that way in the past. I'm not sure
is it
if
in
that's the one.
Is it in the manor?
There's a bunch in the manor.
Yeah.
People posting up saying they got to put water filters and change them all the time. The unfortunate part for us is that doesn't fall under our belt, but we still wear some mud on the face because it's
is it close enough to wherever we have pipes that, like, hypothetically, we could put city water there? No?
No. So what they have in the state is exclusive service areas
yeah.
under the Water Utility Coordinating Commission, the WUC, and they basically assigned everybody, this is your spot.
Yeah.
So in order for anybody to kind of intrude on somebody else's spot, there's a negotiation that has to happen, and Squaw has been very territorial in the past.
So there's, so I'm not getting, there's something besides the town of Montville that controls the water over there?
Yeah.
Squaw. Southeastern Connecticut.
Water Authority.
Water Authority.
They're a specific creature of statute. They have their own statute that created them. And they have, they were granted exclusive service areas by the Water Utility Coordinating Commission.
But so they're not actually providing water for, because they have this community well. Is that
but they own the community well.
Yeah. Okay. They
own it and run that.
So it's their people should be complaining to them.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. I just saw that and I was like,
yeah, we have that frequent occurrence and we refer them when we have a
There there's supposed to be a line that they're supposed to be running from one system to another for
from the Seven Oaks system over to the not Tomato, but it's the Black Ash area. So they're supposed to interconnect those so that they have some redundancy, because that well runs out periodically in periods of drought. Maybe that was the grant that was...
Maybe that's where some of the brown might be coming from, either down towards the bottom.
Yeah, sometimes it's manganese and...
Well, the brown water's in the manor.
I know they had it in the
county. I think that's different than the manganese, because I have well water and I get manganese, but it's not, you don't see it coming out of the water.
No.
It's just like if you have a toilet you haven't flushed in like a couple of days, it'll start putting a ring around it.
Or it happens when we do our hydrant flushing. I mean, you'll get all that sediment kind of runs through the...
Oh, these people are saying they're opening up their taps and it's just brown. I saw it. I wondered if we had any relation to it, or if there was anything we could do, but apparently
probably
not.
Crap coming in from the well, pulling in from the veins.
Sediment,
yeah. That's when they get down towards the bottom, they get a little drought, then you really get some crap in there sometimes.
Well, we have found a few breaks in their lines as well, so that you know they're getting infiltration, I'm sure, in some areas where those leaks are.
Yeah, but basically all we can do if someone says anything to us is refer them to Squaw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's not our bandwagon. Okay. Any other questions for Derek? Report from administration.
I'll just add that for the Cook Hill water tank project, that the EPA is coming down tomorrow with the DPH to investigate primarily the American Steel certifications for the project. So they have a contractor that EPA hires to make sure that we're following the laws on, you know, because it's using Build Back Better money, that we have to use the American Steel Act. So we have, I think we got our last certification today on the rebar that was used in the foundation work. So we have, I think,
was
we have all our certifications.
Was it built in America or something?
Yeah, the steel has to be built in America. You get a certain allowance that you can use for out of country.
Right.
I think it's something like 2% or something like that.
Yeah, the de minimis rule.
Yeah.
I think they poured a pad over there today. I think they poured the pad for the, I think it was probably for the generator and stuff back there in the corner.
Yeah, the generator and the TTHM unit. So the generator's in, if I didn't tell you that. Sorry, the generator came in last week. So that's in town.
Any questions for administration?
No.
Thank you, Ron. We have no old business. We have no new business yet. I don't have any report from Squaw. Because they haven't met.
Chuck, I heard that there might be another opening on Squaw.
Yes.
Well, if you put my name in for that, I would appreciate it. Any follow-up discussion with that?
It's a town council appointment, so I think you can probably pull the trigger on that.
I know a couple people there.
Okay. You know a guy?
I know a guy.
Okay.
And a woman.
Okay. That would be good. Section 3, remarks from the public with a 3-minute time limit. Any remarks from the public? Third and final call, remarks from the public. Hearing none. Item B, remarks from commission members. Rick?
I'm good. Looks everything sounds like it's all going pretty good right now.
Frank?
So, Kevin, if you get on the squaw board, then you can push their hand to clean up.
I can at least get some more information and see what can be done. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Remarks, Kevin?
I was just going to say, being in construction, I love when projects wrap up in the fall because I hate having things open in the winter.
Me
and
too.
It looks like we are on track to close up some of the big ones.
Yeah.
Grand Whitney being done, Stony Brook being done, the water tower wrapping up. Like, this is where I like to
be done too.
This time of year. So good job on pushing all that forward.
Oh, thank you. We're very nervous about Stony Brook being delayed, but it came together nicely. Paint's done. They're just touching up, putting some saddles in. And D-Box is going to go. I mean, it's really a bypass project disguised as a tank treatment project.
The bypass is 70% of the money, probably.
And it was kind of neat. The plastic is welded for the pipe. If you want to come down and see it, it's pretty slick. They cut the pipe, and they use some kind of machine, and it melts it, and then it mates, and it's the weld is stronger than the surrounding pipe. It's amazing.
Certified.
Part of something like additive manufacturing?
I'm sorry?
Something like additive manufacturing?
Something like that.
Any further remarks, Scott, Derek?
No, I don't.
Ron?
Yeah, I would just like to say that I appreciate all the faith that you guys have shown in Derek and I, and I know there was some concerns about having, you know, an additional administrator on board with that, but Derek and I are working well together, and it's clicking, and it's getting better every day down there. So appreciate your faith. Keep your faith in us, and we'll just keep making it happen.
I couldn't agree more, definitely.
Mr. Mayor, final thoughts?
I would like to echo what Ron said. The compatibility of the two working together. Walk in my shoes for a moment, being new to the office and having issues from other departments. And not having to worry at all about WPCA or even the police department. Everything is handled, and I can go like this.
You're welcome.
Okay.
On both counts.
Thank you.
All right, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:50.
I sent a note to Dave.